I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. The CEO of Delta says the airline will review all group discounts of a, quote, politically divisive nature. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports.
CEO Ed Bastian said in a memo today the decision to end a one-time discount for the National Rifle Association was meant to show neutrality. But he goes on to say Georgia lawmakers used that decision to eliminate a proposed tax break for buying jet fuel. Delta and other airlines were set to save $50 million a year in what Governor Nathan Deal called a boost for business. A spokesperson told the AJC only 13 tickets were purchased with the NRA discount. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
Governor Deal did sign that tax bill without the jet fuel tax breaks into law this morning. Well, beginning today, Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport's domestic and international terminals, SkyTrain, rental car center, and parking decks will be closed to the public from 11 p.m. till 4:30 a.m. each day, with exceptions for ticketed passengers and those meeting or assisting passengers. The goal, says the airport, is to improve safety and security and to clear out space for the construction workers who are building the new canopy and other projects. The new hours of operation mean public areas will no longer be an option for homeless people looking for a place to sleep overnight. Authorities say 53-year-old Jesse Randall Davidson, the Dalton High School teacher accused of firing a shot from a handgun out of a classroom window, has waived his first court appearance and will likely face a judge next week in Whitfield County Superior Court. He faces six charges, including having a weapon on school property. Meanwhile, a third interaction with the police has now been uncovered. In August of 2016, Davidson had three rifles taken away after setting his family car on fire. This sheriff's report and two others from Dalton Police show Davidson had been hospitalized at least three times in recent years as people worried about his state of mind. Representative John Lewis is leading some of his legislative colleagues on a congressional civil rights pilgrimage this weekend. The three-day tour of sites connected to the civil rights movement starts with a visit to the National Civil Rights Museum in Memphis at the site of the old Lorraine Motel, where Dr. King was assassinated on April 4, 1968. The group is also visiting sites in Birmingham, where a church bombing killed four young girls, Montgomery, where the arrest of Rosa Parks led to the Montgomery bus boycott, and Selma, where Dr. King, Representative Lewis, and hundreds of others were attacked by police during a peaceful march across the Edmund Pettus Bridge. The congressional delegation is being joined by dozens of students and clergy. And an Atlanta-based firm has filed paperwork to build a solar farm in Columbia County, just outside of Augusta. Sol America is asking the county to rezone 25 acres of land from residential agricultural in order to build the project. The company says they plan to use 15 acres to install more than 5,000 solar panels and leave the remaining 10 acres covered with pine trees and hardwood in order to act as a natural buffer. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.